0% contained. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Homes have burned and people have been hurt by a wildfire in Northern California. The Mill Fire ignited yesterday and quickly consumed thousands of acres in and around the city of Weed.
We got a safety message about how extremely critically low the fuel moistures are in this part of the state. Combine that with the fact that the weather we're having at the moment, you can see some wind is actually hitting the fire and pushing it.
Jonathan Cox with Cal Fire spoke to Fox 2 in San Francisco. A state of emergency has been declared in Siskiyou County. Thousands of people have fled. There's high anxiety in Tupelo, Mississippi, where the pilot of a small plane is circling the city and threatening to crash the aircraft into a Walmart. The police department says the store has been evacuated, so has a nearby convenience store. Police have made direct contact with the pilot. More tragedy at our southern border, where at least 9 migrants died trying to cross the Rio Grande River to reach Texas.
During a rescue mission on Thursday, 37 migrants were safely pulled from the Rio Grande River. But in doing so, authorities recovered the bodies of those migrants who had died trying to cross, and that included children. 53 people in total were apprehended.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Authorities are searching for any additional victims. A clarification from President Biden, who appeared to repudiate supporters of former President Trump during a speech on Thursday.
He says his issues are with Republicans who either don't accept the results of the 2020 election or who threaten the use of violence when they don't get their way when it comes to politics.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Some of the former president's supporters will be in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania tonight for a rally. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A pair of police officers in Texas are recovering after a shootout with a suspect.
Investigators say two police officers in suburban Dallas were ambushed while sitting in their parked patrol car in the early morning hours Friday. One officer was shot in the head after their attacker opened fire on the driver's side while brandishing a shotgun. The second officer returned fire, injuring the suspect. Police have not given an update on the gunman's condition, but both cops are said to have non-life-threatening injuries. There's still no word on a motive. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A high school student in Maryland didn't make it past the first week of school. Police in Baltimore say he was shot and killed yesterday outside Mervo High School by someone who doesn't attend the school. Police Commissioner Michael Harrison says there was a heated confrontation.
This is conflict resolution, or the failure to solve conflict in a peaceful, sensible way, but rather someone using a gun that they are not allowed to have in the first place to solve their conflict and to take out their anger on someone else.
The suspect was arrested after a brief chase. An outbreak of E. coli traced to a fast food franchise is expanding.
The CDC says the outbreak, linked to romaine lettuce from Wendy's, has spread to New York and Kentucky, bringing to 6 the number of states where it's been detected.
Fox says Gary Baumgarten, nearly 100 people have been diagnosed, but health officials believe more people have likely been sickened. If you're traveling this weekend, you're not alone. AAA says about 32% of Americans are going somewhere, and most are driving. According to the Motor Club, the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is $3.79. That's a bit lower than yesterday's price. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.